we have encountered this reading in the gospel, in the other gospels. And again, let us go through a very quick review and put a background in this story. Jesus enters the region of Tyre, about 40 miles northwest of the Sea of Galilee. But particularly, let us take note that this was a region of the Gentiles. Jesus was met by a Syrophoenician woman whose child was oppressed by evil spirits. Jesus enters into a house, and he did not want anyone to know it. Now, why would the scriptures say those things? Not because Jesus did not want to be met by people, but that means Jesus is the one that really humanity is looking for. This woman was a Greek by language and culture, and Syrophoenician by birth, thus a Gentile, non-Jew by religion, and of ethnic origin, a native of Syria. She did not have a right to come to Jesus, but of course it was a Gentile territory. There were Gentiles there. She must have heard about the wonder-working rabbi from Nazareth by the name of Jesus. Moved by parental instinct, she desperately pleads for her oppressed and evil oppressed daughter. Her determination to seek him and seizing the opportunity shows her love for her daughter. She falls at Jesus' feet, a gesture of respect, and begs our Lord to drive the demon out of her daughter. Jesus' response was to rebuff and to snub her. "Let the children first be fed," pointing to the children of Israel, the chosen people of God. Then Jesus says something derogatory, used by the Jews to refer to Gentiles, dogs. Dogs are household pets, which only eat what falls from the table. They have no privilege in comparison to children. The Syrophoenician woman's story is very similar to the story that we have heard last week concerning a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. This woman from last week's reading pushed her way through the crowd to touch the fringe of Jesus' garment, thus receiving healing. She was saying to herself, "If only I could touch Jesus' garment, I will be healed." Now I bring out her story again to say to us that the faith, the tenacity, the determination of these two women are models of Christian faith. Like some who come to Jesus in an urgent petition, only to encounter what seems to be a brick wall. It seems like when we endeavor something good, and perhaps any kind of endeavor, but particularly when we endeavor to come to Christ, there seems to be always a brick wall that comes, an impediment. And this is where, you know, we call it short leave, that we get excited to embark into something new. There is that emotional excitement. But sometimes, if we don't persevere, if there is no determination, after a while and shortly, we throw our hands in the air and we give up, and we would endeavor and embark into some new project again. But really, those who see success and result in whatever they do need to have determination, do need to have perseverance. They need to be tenacious. And even when the impediment comes, even when the brick wall is there, they will find a way to go over that brick wall. This woman was neither discouraged, talking about the Syrophoenician woman, she was neither discouraged nor was discouraged by the setback. She was very determined. She persevered in intrepid confidence. What is the meaning of determination? Determination means firmness of purpose. She refuses no for an answer, and her boldness, determination was rewarded. Her daughter was healed. The clear lesson of the story is that the Lord does hear our prayers. And those setbacks come, they can only mean to awaken the deeper faith that is in us. Again, let me say that again. Setbacks can mean to awaken deeper faith, which opens for us to receive the gift that God has for us. When we look at the Old Testament, particularly in the book of Daniel, there was a story of the three Hebrew children by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in exile in Babylon. And because they were devoted Jews, Nebuchadnezzar made a decree, created an image, and then made a decree that everyone in his kingdom should worship this idol. But the religion, the Jewish belief and tradition of Jews, that they cannot bow down to any god. And so this was brought to the attention of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Don't you realize that this will cost you your life? That if you don't bow down to the image, you will be thrown into the furnace of fire." And the three Hebrew children responded, "Nebuchadnezzar, king, we will never bow down to your image. And even if God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, does not save us, we will still not bow down." Talking about determination, talking about perseverance. What a great story. It is always an encouragement to me when I hear such story. From Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, Paul tells the church of Ephesus, "Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplications for all saints." Let me read to you the verses prior to it. From verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities, against the cosmic powers, over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore take up your whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance," Paul says, "making supplications for all the saints." That means in prayer, perseverance, my brothers and sisters, is extremely important. St. Paul calls the Ephesians to pray for him, that he might have insight and boldness to proclaim the gospel. And in so doing, I ask you to pray for me, that we will continue on, that God will give me the boldness, that as I open my mouth, that God's word will come out to speak to thousands of people around the world. If Paul did ask for prayer, so do I ask for prayer. He uses the word perseverance in prayer. What is the meaning of perseverance? The meaning is persistence in doing something despite of difficulty or delay in achieving success. Different from determination, Perseverance acknowledges the fact that whatever we endeavor into, there is a possibility that there's going to be difficulty that we will face along the way. But because of perseverance, we don't give up. We continue to push. And that's the reason why I use this analogy of the Syrophoenician woman and this woman who had an issue of blood, because both of them displayed persistence, perseverance, though there were difficulties. Why did I read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 18? Paul was speaking about the spiritual struggle that Christians and the church does have, or they have. That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And then he tells them to put on the armor that is given to us by God. Having in mind a Roman soldier with a breastplate, with a helmet, with a shield, with a sword in the hand, and with a belt girded around the soldier's waist. Now let me summarize this and put all of these things in conclusion. John the Baptist and Elijah the prophet were clothed in a different way, and likewise many others among holy men. They were engaged in heavy labor, or went upon a journey, or in other necessity that involved labor. I don't know if you have noticed, I was, before the pandemic, I was traveling a lot. And I have noticed when I'm in the airplane and, you know, the people in the, you know, at the airport are putting the bags into the plane, they have a belt around them to help their back so that they would not break because of the heavy load that they're carrying. Let us give ourselves in earnest prayer, but let us gird ourselves, my brothers and sisters, with a belt of perseverance. And if we don't receive for which we pray momentarily, let us persevere that we may receive it, from the words of St. Chrysostom. And if we do receive it, then let us persevere all the more for what we have received. For it is not his will, it is not God's will, from St. Chrysostom's words, to withhold the gift we ask for, but in his wisdom to encourage our perseverance by delaying it. He who promised will surely fulfill it, and it will come to pass. But my brothers and sisters, today, we are called to persevere.